Good morning, everyone. Best wishes for the Christmas season and a happy new year coming up later this week. This morning, we are going to be doing a morning prayer service from the Book of Alternative Service. Father Michael will take you through that, and I will take you through the music that we'll be singing. We've got a variety of international carols that have been requested from choir members and things that we have put together, and it's been a lot of fun putting it together over the last few weeks. And we've paired each of the international carols with something that's maybe a little more familiar to you. We'll direct you to where you can find those in the Common Praise Hymn Books. So you'll need a green book and a blue book today to participate fully in the service. For our opening this morning, we're going to do a beautiful Welsh carol that I'd be curious to see if it's familiar to anyone. I first heard this in a beautiful production of Child's Christmas in Wales that aired on CBC in the 1990s. And there were a number of Welsh carols throughout that program. This was one, both Paul Grambo and I took a while to find this, but it's a beautiful song called On to Bethlehem Town, a traditional Welsh carol. And we'll follow that by hymn number 120, Common Praise 120, which is in the blue book. And it's the American version of O Little Town of Bethlehem. So you can get 120 ready, and it'll be obvious when we start that.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. So I want to start off the service today by telling you a story. And the story goes like this. Years and years ago, before air travel, there was a family in the United Kingdom getting ready to move to Canada for a new life. Now, they weren't a very wealthy family, and so they saved up as much money as they could to buy tickets on a ship going across the Atlantic. And they scrimped up and they saved just enough. And so they bought their tickets, they went, they boarded the ship, they went into their cabin, and they were trying to figure out how to ration things so that they could make it across the journey. Well, it was a tough go. They didn't have a lot to eat, but they were so looking forward to a new life in Canada that it was a sacrifice they were willing to make. Now, that was fine until the very last day of the cruise, in which the youngest son disappeared. And they were concerned and they were looking for him, and eventually they found him round as a basketball. He had gone up to the dining cabin and had eaten everything because it was an all-you-could-eat included with the tickets. That's kind of like the Anglican Church. We've got a green book here that is full of wonderful services, full of wonderful prayers, and full of wonderful things that we so rarely get to do because, as friends say, when a priest is present in a congregation, the Eucharist is the thing that they must do rather than inflicting morning prayer on a congregation. Well, in conversation with Steve and some of the requests that he had to do some international carols, we thought that this Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, might be a wonderful time to indulge and richly feast on some of the unique things that we have in the Book of Alternative Services. And so you'll definitely need one of these as I walk you through the opening for Christmas and a few other bidding prayers. And so make sure you've got a green book with you. But that's all to say that, yes, we are not having Eucharist today, which is why the candles on the altar are not lit and why I'm wearing something different. During the Eucharistic celebration, the priest normally wears the white gown that goes all the way to the floor, known as an alb, and that symbolizes the baptismal gown that everyone is born in, and then on top of that is worn a chasuble that symbolizes Christ's vestment that he wore and was woven in one piece that they took off of him at the cross. And so those are what's worn for the Eucharist, which we often do and has become the normal thing around St. James. But what I've heard from a few people is that they remember a time that Eucharist only happened on the first Sunday of the month, and the rest of the services were morning prayer, similar but distinct from what we're going to do today. To symbolize that, I'm wearing the black cassock, the everyday wear of a priest person. And then on top of that, I'm wearing what's called a cotta. Now, you'll notice this surplus looks kind of like my grandmother's tablecloth. It is full of lace and embellishments, and that's because we're in the season of Christmas still. Christmas is 12 days, and so we're still high in the middle of that. And so it's a time of celebration and pulling out our best. And so this is the best white robe that I have to symbolize that. And so I hope that you appreciate the fact that today at this service we can do something a little different, yet still well within the wheelhouse of Anglicanism. And I hope that you appreciate some of the beauty and the diversity that our tradition has. And so with that, I'll invite the congregation to stand. And in your green books, would you please turn to page 96? And these are a whole series of introductory responses in which we can use to start a service. But today we're going to start with the introductory response number 3, almost at the bottom of page 96, for Christmas and Epiphany. And so I invite you to respond with the bolded words. Blessed are you, O Christ, Son of God. You were before time began and came into the world to save us. Blessed are you, Son of Righteousness. You shine with the Father's love and illumine the whole universe. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. Born a child, you shared our humanity.
Let heaven and earth shout their praise.
Blessed are you, Son of David, born to rule. You received gifts from the wise men. Blessed are you, Son of Man, baptized by John. You saved us from ourselves. Blessed are you, Heavenly King. Teaching and preaching, healing and comforting, you proclaimed the kingdom.
Let heaven and earth shout their praise.
with all the voices of heaven, we celebrate the coming of our Savior. With all the creatures on earth, we sing and dance at his birth. Amen. And we use the invitation sentence on page 48 for the incarnation. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. O come, let us worship.
Please be seated, everyone. Our next pair of carols, Emily will introduce a beautiful Greek carol that we'll sing to you and give you a little bit of a translation. And we'll follow that with an appropriate pairing, I think, once you hear the translation. Common Praise 126, that's hymn 126, Away in a Manger. Emily.
When Christmas Eve comes around in Greece, plenty of young children get ready to go out to take part in the Christmas Kalanta. Christmas Kalanta is a long-lived tradition in Greece where young Greek children go door to door singing Christmas carols. This is a translation of Kalin Isperan Arontes. Good evening, noblemen. If this is your will, Christ's holy birth, may I sing in your noble house. Christ is being born today in the town of Bethlehem. Heavens rejoice. All of nature is happy. Inside the cave, he is being born in a manger for horses, the king of the heavens, the creator of everything. A crowd of angels are singing, Hosanna in excelsis. And holy is the faith of the shepherds. From Persia, three magi arrive. With their gifts, a bright star shows them the way.
Gianine oris mosas, Christus de Thea Ienisi, Napo, Napos ahontikosas, Christus genantes imeron, envi, envi flem tipoli, I urania la londe, Heri typhisis oli. Entos bileo tictete, enfa, enfat niton olongon, o vasiles ton uranon, kepi, Epitis ton alongon, plithos aleon salusi, todo, todoxa en ipsisis, et uton axion esti, iton, iton piemen opistis. Persias eronte Trisma Trisma gemetatora Aston ambrotus odii Horis Horis nalipsi horis
seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come into the divine presence with a song. Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Know this, the Lord is God, the one who made us and to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving. Go into these courts with praise. Give thanks to God and call upon the name of the Lord. Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. For the Lord is good, whose steadfast love is everlasting, and whose faithfulness endures from age to age.
Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jubilate Deo, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Please stand for the proclamation of the Holy Gospel.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So one of the things that's different in a morning prayer service is that the sermon tends to be a lot longer. So everyone, buckle in. We'll see what I can do. So from now until about November of next year, till about Christmas time next year, we're going to be reading at church from the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke is one of the four Gospels that tell the story of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are known as the Synoptic Gospels. They share a lot of similarities. John tends to be a little bit higher in its Christology, which means it sees Jesus in a very divine way. But Luke might be one of my favorite of the Synoptic Gospels. And the reason is Luke does something that the other Gospel authors don't do. Luke often looks for God not in the traditions like Matthew does or in the simplest possible way like Mark does, but Luke finds Jesus and often tells stories about the marginalized and the people you don't expect to hear about. In the ancient world, things are written down about kings, about high priests, about wars and victories and generals. The things that you don't normally hear about from 2,000 years ago are families, normal poor families. You don't hear about shepherds and what they did. You don't hear about the elderly who are wrapping up their time. And yet these are the people that Luke specifically pulls out in his gospel to proclaim the good news. Luke is also one of the most prolific poets in the New Testament. It's out of the Gospel of Luke that we have the beautiful Song of Mary, the Magnificat, that we heard a few weeks ago. It's out of Luke that we hear the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon, and other beautiful, beautiful pieces of poetry that have been put to hymns and music like you wouldn't believe. Luke highlights for us the unique ways that God interacts in the world. And so it's no surprise that the only time we hear about Jesus as a teenager comes in the Gospel of Luke. This is the only time, the only place in Scripture that we hear about Jesus at this age. And what do we hear him doing? Being a little teenager, going in and hiding out. I remember when I was probably older than Jake, but not tons, my mom took me to Sears. And Sears had those great big round clothing racks. And the coolest place to hide was in the middle of those clothing racks. And I might have been missing for about 10 minutes, but I still deeply remember the panic-stricken expression of my mom and the scolding that I got to never do that again. I can't imagine what Mary and Joseph were feeling, not after just finding that he didn't come with them, but then looking around the city for 3 days. Could you imagine? And then when they finally find him and say, "Why did you do this to us? We've been worried sick about you. You're our child." His response is, extremely teenager, "Why didn't you think to look where I am? What's it to you?" If I was Mary, I would not ponder and cherish these things in my heart. Somebody would have gotten a spanking, even though that's not okay to do anymore. So Jesus is here in this story telling us something. And I think it's more than just a reassurance to young moms whose kids like to run around the church and be in places that they shouldn't be. There's more going on to this. And I think what I take away from it this year is that Jesus shows up in unexpected places. Jesus shows up in unexpected places. Like when you come to church and you're expecting to have the Eucharist and suddenly the priest is wearing something different and telling you about morning prayer. It's okay. Jesus shows up even when something different happens. And I think that's important to remember. Because as a church, we're doing great. We had 400 people over Christmas Eve between the three services. That's fantastic. The songs of praise and hymns were sung here, and we celebrated Jesus' birth in a wonderful way, and that's great. But I think this story comes at this time to remind us that we can't always assume that Jesus is with us. We need to keep looking. And that's true in our individual lives as well. If things are going great for you, fantastic. I'm so happy. But don't forget to look for Jesus. If things are a little panicky, if you're not sure how a health situation or financial stability or you name it is going, I get it. I empathize with you. But don't forget to look for where Jesus is. The whole disposition of the Christian heart, the whole reason that the Green Book of Alternative Services is as thick as it is to give us resources to grow deeper into God's love, to grow deeper into our faithful journey. And a faithful life is one that is so worth living. A faithful life is one that is worth living. But that's not to say that it's an easy life. It's not to say that it's easy street all the time. Look at poor Mary and Joseph, looking for Jesus, wandering around, trying to find him panically for 3 days. It's not always easy, but it is always beautiful, and it's always worthwhile. Our first reading today talked about bearing with love, and I think that's the truth of it. Coming to church like this on a Sunday isn't coming to an auditorium, but it's coming to a gym. We're working out our spiritual abilities. There is no place that requires more patience, more forgiveness, than with your brothers and sisters sitting next to you in your pews. This is a place where we learn and struggle and try to find Jesus. And especially on a Sunday where we're not celebrating the Eucharist, where we say that his body and blood is present in a real and special way. Some might ask, what are we doing in church today if it's just for morning prayer? But the truth is, we are here to find Jesus, to find where he is in the prayers, in our lives, in the scripture. For God is present to us in so many different ways. And what the Gospel of Luke teaches us, what we'll hear read to us for the next year, is that God breaks in on the outside of our comfort zone, where we least expect, because God is constantly doing and acting and moving through this world. And so the invitation this Christmastide is to let God be born in this place and in this time in new and exciting ways. For the Spirit of God, for Jesus is born again and again. And so I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to love one another and to look for Jesus, whether that's in the services on Sunday, whether it's in the children's programming on Tuesday, whether it's helping with Project Hope or our support of Indwell or any other philanthropic thing that we give ourselves to. I invite you to see Jesus in these things. For if we move and breathe and put Jesus at the center of our hearts and lives, it might take a while, but I promise you, we will find him in our midst. Amen.
Our next set of carols this morning starts with a beautiful Chinese melody that was used to set a carol called Shio Bio, which translates as Little Lotus Blossom. If you listen to the text that Victoria will sing in the opening solo, it has some different images for the birth of Jesus and the Christmas season. There was a beautiful story by the American author Pearl S. Buck while she was working as a missionary in China in the 1940s that always reminds me of this carol. And we'll follow that with a beautiful English carol from Gustav Holst, number 122 in the hymn book, Common Praise 122, In the Bleak Midwinter. But first, Shao Bao, a Chinese carol.
Side grasses, Shao Bao, dance, dance the bamboo branches, Shao Bao. Fair, fair the mother and baby, Shao
Thank you.
having heard God's word spoken to us through the words of Holy Scripture, and through wrestling with what they might mean for us today in our context, we're invited now to give an affirmation of our faith. Throughout the years, we often will say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, but Jesus himself, when was asked, gave an answer. And I invite you to turn to page 53 in the book of Alternative Services. And we say together what Jesus said was the greatest commandment, the Shema or the Hear, O Israel. Page 53. And we say together, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The first and the great commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer, either standing, sitting, or kneeling, and turn to page 123 for the bidding intercession number 17. Page 123. Litany number 17, a bidding intercession. During this prayer, there are times of silence. I invite you either aloud or silently in your hearts to call to mind and to offer to God the things that have been placed on your hearts. I ask your prayer for God's people throughout the world, for this gathering here at St. James, for our Bishop Todd, and for all ministers and people, please pray for the church. Almighty and everlasting God, by your Spirit, the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified. Receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you, for all members of your holy church, that in our vocations and ministries, we all may truly and devoutly serve you. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I ask for your prayers for peace and for goodwill among the nations and for the well-being of all people. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with your wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that justice and peace may increase until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I ask your prayers for the poor, for the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Please pray for those in any need or trouble. Gracious God, the comfort of all who sorrow, the strength of all who suffer, hear the cry of those in misery and need. In their afflictions, show them your mercy, and give us, we pray, the strength to serve them. For the sake of him who suffered for us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I ask your prayers for the mission of the church. Pray for the coming of God's kingdom among all nations and people. O Lord our God, you have made all races and nations to be one family, and you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to proclaim the good news of salvation to all people. Pour out your Spirit on the whole creation. Bring the nations of the world into your fellowship and hasten the coming of your kingdom. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now I ask your prayers for those who have died in the peace of Christ, and for those whose faith is known to God alone. Pray that God may be glorified in all his saints. O God, the giver of eternal life, we give you thanks and praise for the wonderful grace and virtue declared in all your saints. Grant to us and to all who have died in the hope of the resurrection a share in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ and a fullness of joy in the fellowship of all your saints. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us give thanks to Almighty God for all of God's goodness. You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. You are worthy to receive blessing and praise, now and forever. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray a prayer for the first Sunday after Christmas. Almighty God, you have shed upon us the new light of your incarnate word. May this light enkindle in our hearts, shine forth in our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our final set of carols this morning starts with an Italian carol that Julia mentioned at rehearsal one Thursday, and as soon as we got to the chorus, I remembered my mother singing it as well. So she'll give you a little background about that carol, and you can have our final congregational carol this morning ready. It's number 123, hymn number 123, Once in Royal David City. Julia.
Tu scendi dalle stelle, o re del cielo, e vieni in una grotta al freddo al gelo. You descend from the stars, O King of Heaven, and come to a cold and icy stable. I have no memory of Christmas without singing that song in the Italian church I grew up in Hamilton. And as the Sizem boys like to laugh about every Christmas, the other piece that we always did at Christmas, and which I am afraid to mention in front of Michael because he may adopt it and our Protestant founders will spontaneously combust in their graves, we had a life-size baby Jesus, and at the end of the Christmas service, we came forward and kissed his knee in adoration. I'm not sure why his knee, but it was very wound down. And so those were the two pieces that I remember dearly. This song is the Italian Christmas carol sung pretty much all across Italy on Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.